There is a top five list of songs that are popular among Catholics. You know what some of them are? If you read the bulletin, I gave you a hint. You know, songs that Catholics like to sing. Anybody? Anybody? On Eagle's Wings. And the guy who wrote that, his fellow one, said, I don't know how you could sing a song that became so popular that began with the words, yoo-hoo. But anyway, On Eagle's Wings, that's one of those. Oh, come on. Here I am, Lord. Hang on to that one. I don't want you to cheat, Charlie. I don't want you to cheat. Oh, come on. They'll come to you. Anybody else? Anybody else? What was that? Amazing Grace. Check that one. We claim it as a Catholic song now, even though for many years as Protestant we weren't supposed to sing it, but we like it now. Okay? Okay, that's three. Holy God, we praise thy name. Thank you, Dolores, but not right. Nice song. That's the one when we grew up. That's the only song I remember singing when I grew up. No, you'd think. See, you would think, but too wrong. How great thou art. Yes, we claimed that one from the Protestants too. Yes, it's a Catholic song now. So there's one more. Huh? One more. Silent Night. No, I like Silent Night. Oh, come on. When I say this one, you guys say, oh, yes. Come on. Every time you sit down with couples and they want to plan a funeral and they say, what kind of song you like to sing? You would think Ave Maria. Be not afraid. Thank you. What did Diane? Diane, you're so smart. Yes, yes. You know, and remember Al was talking about one of those, is Here I Am, Lord. And you think, now why is that song so popular? And I think it's because it touches on a part of us that truly does want to respond. It's like the disciples today in the gospel. And, you know, they see Jesus and they immediately follow him. And they says, what are you looking for? And they say, where are you staying? And now they're not looking for an address. You know, what they are looking for is, you know, what is it that you got? You got something. You got something that makes sense. What is that that you have? You know, and I think there's that part of us that, you know, we want to respond to God. We want to be like those disciples who say, here I am. Here I am. I come to do your will. Now that's not far-fetched imagination. That you know, if you want a theological reason for that, it's because we are created in the image and likeness of God, and the part of us we used to call that the soul longs for God, There's this part of us that says, yes, we want to do what you ask of us. It's almost like it's hardwired in us. And so I think that's why we resonate with the song and we say, yes, yes, that's what I want in my life. I want to do your will. I want to do what you want me to do. Now, in the scriptures, they have all kinds of stories to explain how people came to understand the will of God. Moses saw a burning bush that didn't burn up. You know? Mary and Joseph, the angel Gabriel appeared to them. You know, we got story after story. This is how it happened. Problem is, I ain't never seen any burning bush that never quit. And I've had dreams in my life But they didn't make any sense to me in a lot of ways. It didn't have the clarity that you hear in the scriptures. And so what we're left with, and we say, well, how do we know we're going to do God's will? We're going to try to do God's will. And we're left with, in a sense, we're kind of groping a little bit. We're kind of going in this direction, or maybe we're going in this direction. And it's almost like, especially when people talk about, we have to discern what the will of God is for you. It's almost like God's got a plan for every one of us. We hear that God's got a plan for us. But he's kind of like, he sets that plan there, and then he's kind of off over here on the side, and we're doing our best to try to figure it out. And it's kind of like we're going this way, and God says, getting close, getting close, getting colder, you know. And then we say, well, is it this? And it's like God said, well, kind of. Uh-huh. So then we go over this way, and is it this? And no, not even close. And it's frustrating. It's almost like God is teasing us. And here we are. It's like we want to do God's will. Well, you know, I don't think that that's the best way to look at doing the will of God. For some, how do I want to say this? You know, for some people, you know, we always think that God's got a higher calling for some people. It's like if you become a priest or a religious, well, it's really the finest call. And then if you got to get married, well, okay, all right. And you know, it's like I've heard that from people. You know, they'll sit around and they'll say, George here? George went to the seminary. He was in the seminary for almost to the end. And then he left. And it's like he failed. And I've listened to people tell me that. You know, it's like, yeah, I was in the seminary, and I tried to figure that out, and then I decided I couldn't do that. It just wasn't for me. And they feel bad. They feel bad. And part of the thing is, I think we got this whole notion that God's doing God's will is almost impossible to do, even though we want to do it. Or our notion is God's got one thing for us to do, and our job is to figure that out and then go do it. Well, I think that kind of sets us up for failure. You know, I think in some ways that notion of you got one thing to do maybe grew up in a time when it's like in the old days somebody might start work and they said, you know, I was 18 and I graduated from high school and I went down and I got a job at Sterling Brewery and I worked there until I was 65. I worked there for 45 years. And companies, you know, when they publish their newsletter, they say, oh, we're going to acknowledge these people. They've been with us 10 years. These people have been with us 20 years. These people have been with us 40 years. Now, honest to Pete, you know, the world that you're growing up in, now they say, you'll change jobs 6-7 times. Not only change jobs, but change careers. You know, it's kind of like, oh, I'm going to go this way. You know, I'm going to do this. And if we got that notion that, well, there is one thing that we were supposed to do, and then we do it, and if we don't, then we kind of messed up. But see, I don't think God kind of has all this kind of preordained for us, and then sitting back and just waiting to see if we can figure it out. See, I think God's into our life, and he journeys with us. And it's almost like, you know, when we walk into our life and we say, you know, I feel really called to take some time and serve these people. I'm going to teach in an underprivileged area. I think that's really what I'm supposed to do. And God says, that's a wonderful thing. And we can do some amazing things together on that journey. And then you do that for a while. And then you say, well, you know, it was really good, but I just keep thinking that I'm called to something else. And I think I got to do this. When I listen to my heart seems to be pulling me over here. It's not like God sits there and says, well, I really wanted you over here, but okay, you know. It's like God says, all right, let's go down that path. We'll go down that path. And we could do some wonderful things together there. And then maybe later on our life takes another journey. And God says, we can do some wonderful things on that journey too. So you know, this "Here I am, Lord, I come to do your will" is not static. It's not something that is once and for all. It's a dynamic kind of relationship. It's us and God continuing to almost continue to create and let the world unfold before us. And our role always is to say, I want to put my gifts at the service of the community. I want to put my gifts here, the service of others. And this seems to be the way that I'm supposed to do that now. And I may do that for a while. And then it may change. And that's okay. Because God, it's God's willing to kind of go down all kinds of different paths with us. And say, we can do something good in all of them. I think when we understand that, I think that we can understand then how that deep desire in us to say, here I am, Lord, I want to do what you ask of me, becomes much more real and much more dynamic in our life.